You might work in a nightclub. You might work in real estate. Like, it's a real world, but it's wow. called Second Life. It's actually amazing and really interesting. A girl from Nashville who I have on the phone wrote a letter about how she got so addicted to this that she gave up everything in her own life and just spent all day online living that second life.
Because that life was better than her real one.
Right, exactly. She got addicted to it. Sissy is her name. Hey, Sissy.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. So have I explained it right, Sissy? I don't know if you heard what I just said, because I haven't actually done it myself, but I've heard all about it.
You've said everything correctly. You're 100% right.
Well, Sissy, so you went on there and you picked how you wanted to look, and what did you do for a job on there?
Yes. My first job, I was working in a nightclub basically as a virtual dancer, where you would get Lindens, you know, to dance on a pole.
Oh, like, the Lindens are the money, right?
Lindens are the money. That's what they call the money.
So yeah. you chose yes. any job you want to do, and you chose pole dancing.
Well, when I first got in, the people that I met, that's where they took me. When you first start up, you're called a noob, and you can't get a job for 30 days. They want to make sure you're going to stick around, and I think it's a ploy to get you to spend your own money because you don't have any virtual money.
Right, okay.
Because so you have to earn days, that, yeah.
Yes. After 30 days, you can get a job, and that was the first one that I had heard of and seemed the easiest one.
Right. Were you dating online? Did you have a boyfriend on there? What was your status?
Yes, I did have a boyfriend on there who lived in Scotland, and I lived in USA, so there was a big time difference. But, yeah. I mean, people have relationships on there all the time, but...
And are they...
Avatars, like, that's another person who may choose to hook up with you, and you can even... Your avatars can have sex, right?
Yes, there's Poseball where you can have virtual sex. You can have, like, romantic sex or BDSM sex. There's, you name it, Second Life has it. It's
and how do you do you have to have a joystick to do this, or is it a series of keystrokes? Or
yeah,
do you,
good question.
I'm wondering, how do you
control them?
You have to have, there's a ball, and you click on the ball, and the ball has certain animations, so you know what ball you want to use. Or they have virtual beds that have different poses,
right.
I guess, and you just click on it, like, with your mouth.
Okay.
Sissy, in real life, have you got a partner?
Yes, in real life I do, yes.
So you had did your partner know that you were having virtual sex with your avatar boyfriend online?
No way.
Oh, wow. Right. So you kept it all secret. You lost all your friends because of this. You never answered your phone. You never returned, you know, text messages. People stopped calling you. How often would you be online with your, you know, in that second life?
It was all of the time. I didn't want to leave my house. I would stay up all hours of the night. I did not want to go to sleep at night. It got to the point where I wouldn't shut the game off when I did go to sleep. And the first thing that I would do when I woke up was check to see what was happening in Second Life.
Wow. And they do things like tonight at 6 p.m. we're all going to meet at the Salsa Club, and all the avatars would meet and dance and meet each other. And yes. It's just like,
hang on, real life. Let me get my head around this. So people all over the world are sitting in front of their computer,
yep,
rotating their ball,
yeah,
dancing in some online club.
Yeah. And you can. And can I just ask you one more question, Sissy? Why? Because I've been told that there are attractive avatars and unattractive avatars. And why would you? Do you just get given an avatar, or do you get to choose?
When you start the game, you choose your sex, and you get a basic avatar.
Yep.
And then from there, when you can go find skins, which is how you decide how you want to look. Because you don't want to look like you just started the game, because it's ugly. But sometimes, like, it's very obvious who just started by the way they walk, because there's animations to make you walk naturally. It looks more realistic. When you start, you don't have...
Right. So the longer you're on there, the better you look, the cooler you got a bit of swagger.
Yeah.
You got a house, you bought all the... You're dancing at a club. I see how it works.
So the longer you're on there, the better. Isn't that... That's... I mean,
you know,
whoever set this up
is brilliant. Because
it's not brilliant,
I mean,
it's a scary thing. I don't like that.
What
I
about
think
people that just
people
hate...
are getting lost into this second life?
Yeah, but like any sort of addiction's bad. Like
this
you're
is
addicted,
an addiction, right, Sissy?
But not everyone on there is addicted.
It was, Well, most people on there are addicted, yes.
Yeah. But they're only addicted because their own life is a bit boring, right? And then they think, oh, well,
but
I'm having a better
time. That's not an excuse to go on here and spend all day every day living a second life. It's not real.
I realise half our staff are already getting their avatars purchased. Now, answer the phones and get off that website, guys.
Okay, so have you experienced this second life? Are you on it? Do you know someone is? And what's your thoughts on it? Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Yeah, we'll get these. And people are ringing. So, like, people know about this. I thought this was new. This has been around for a while, right?
How long has it been around for, Sissy?
Many years.
Many years, okay.
Many years.
Okay, okay. We'll get some calls on. If you know anything about it, have you experienced this? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? We'll get them on next here at Today FM. Morning, everyone. Hey, here at Today FM. You're on the air. Kyle and Jackie O, 10 to 8, Sydney's number one hit music station. Morning, everyone. All right, we're hearing about this second life thing where you can get your own avatar, you can have your own little world on there, relationships, jobs, the whole deal.
You use real money, but it's called Linden money online, and you purchase things like house, land,
clothes,
bags. You know, you can purchase it just like a real life, and you have to work to earn money. It's crazy, you know, how people are giving up their own real lives for this online life, which is called Second Life.
Anything for a better life. David in Wollongong, you're on this thing, right?
Hey, Kyle. How you going?
Good, yes, sure. How long you been doing it for?
Since about 2006, but, geez, I don't lead the life that Sissy does. I feel like I've missed out.
2006 you've been on this?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So you must have, she was saying, the longer you're on there, the more attractive you become because you're walking better, you've got better clothes, you look better. Is that right? So you must be pretty popular on there right now.
No, well, I still look sort of cross between Chad Morgan and Dame Edna Everidge. But, yeah, I think as a whole that does work out that way.
And what's the attraction for you going on there? Is it just something to do, keep you busy, or what?
Well, I'm a bit of a writer, so I just like to follow things, and I actually do a lot of work with disabled people and stuff that use Second Life to actually interact with other people where they wouldn't otherwise be able to.
Right. Well, see, you haven't even thought about that. So that I can understand if you're sort of immobilized and you can't move anywhere and you've got a...
You're living a different life.
You are actually out there. You're living a whole life. You might not be able to live in the real life.
David, how long are you spending each day in this second life?
I'm actually lucky to spend more than a handful of hours a week. That's where Sissy's saying everyone's addicted. Well, I said her crowd must be, but I'm a bit more laid back.
Yeah, you're just only visiting every now and again.
Lauren's rung through too. Lauren, hi. Are you on it?
Hi. How are you going?
Good.
Look, basically, I was just going to tell you that it does destroy people's lives, really. My sister had a full-on addiction to this second life, and I'm sure she's still on it without letting anybody know.
What happened to her?
Well, basically, she had a baby, and I don't know if it's a matter of her just having a lot of time on her hands or what. She was
hang on. Had a baby in the second life or in real life?
You can buy a baby online.
Well, no, she got married on there and left her partner that she was actually involved in her real life because she found love in her second life.
Yeah, but she had a baby, so she's kept the baby and she's all day on this computer in the second life.
All day. Like up at 6 in the morning with a newborn baby on it till night with the headphones on, the keyboard going. Like it's a real life.
Can I just stop you right there, Lauren? I want to put you online with the CEO of this game. Rod Humble is his name, over in America. Rod, I'm not sure if you just heard Lauren's situation, but this. Do you believe that you have created an addictive game?
No, I think it's a... one thing that you didn't mention earlier is everything that people are buying, like avatars and clothes and buildings, they're all made by other players. So the caller is on right now. Her relative, who's got the newborn baby, who's involved in Second Life, she could actually be running a business in Second Life.
Yeah, she does. She runs horses. She owns horses and breeds horses on there.
Yeah, so she's probably making money, so it's kind of a side job for her. So a lot of people actually, they you know, to employ people, you're running businesses. So as a company, we don't actually sell anything. The only thing we sell is the land and the currency.
And like a lot of people, you know, you can say any game can be addictive, and people can get too far involved. I don't think the plan was to make an addictive game, but You know, people, well, it's the personality of the person.
You know, just hearing about it, Kyle, straight away, I could see how that would be an addictive game.
Yeah,
I
but mean, every, there's no question. Every game could be addictive.
Yes, but this particularly, like the caller we had on earlier, Sissy from America.
Yeah.
The way she was talking about it was basically saying the longer you're on there, the longer you're working,
yeah,
the more money you earn, the more you can buy, the more attractive you become and the better second life you have.
Right.
That to me
is
creating something to make sure people spend a lot of hours on that game.
I see that in 1 week, Jackie, you'll be on this thing and you
yeah,
will...
Yeah, I know. That's what scares me. George's...
Just to clarify, I think the lady meant that... the longer you're on it, the smarter you know of what to buy. We don't have any mechanics that actually make you prettier. It's kind of like real life. Like, the older you get, the more money you've got to spend on.
Right.
The more experienced you are about things to buy. Although, unlike in real life, you don't get more crinkly the older you get.
But it is kind of a shame, Rod, to hear someone who has a baby isn't spending that time with her baby and is spending it on the computer. Don't you reckon?
But actually, it sounds like she is. It sounds like she's with her baby, and she's running a business within seconds.
Yeah, but she's not present with her baby. She's not giving her baby.
Maybe she hates her baby, and she has a better lot of time online.
Teaching her and spending quality time with her. She's addicted to the computer.
By the way, Rod, Jackie's a new mum, so she is going to go OTT on the new mum thing.
Oh, well, first of all, congratulations.
Oh,
and,
thanks, Rod.
I can assure you, I totally understand that. I'm a dad myself.
Okay, George is on the phone. Hey, George, do you know about this second life?
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Do you know about it?
What would you like to know?
Would you everything, right?
How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it for over 3 years.
Yeah. What's great about it for you?
Well, for me, you get to meet people all over the world, different parts of the world. You communicate with a lot of people around the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Harley, you don't leave, you know, if you're working all day and come home, you've got no time to yourself, you can always meet people and just find out what they're all about. Obviously, there's other things you can do on it as well.
So instead of sitting at home watching TV for 5-6 hours like I would, you can go on there and meet people. So it's not all about sex and it's not all about addiction.
But you're not meeting them.
Yes, you are. Well, actually, it depends. You can meet them, you can talk on to them, because you can also voice as well with people, so you can actually find out what they're all about, because a lot of people are pretenders. They can be women or they can be men.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have
Imagine doing an avatar that ended up being your mate.
Sissy actually was in a relationship with someone who turned out to be a girl.
No, exactly.
So it happens all the time.
But there is certain places where you actually can go a bit further into... it just depends how wild your imagination is, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty wild in the imagination.
Oh, well, Kyle, you got no idea. You got no idea.
Could I get a better life online than I've got now?
Probably, yes.
Wow.
I think you would. I think too many people these days in real life are too pedantic, they're too over themselves, you know what I mean? You try and present yourself as a person you are to other people, and they just judge you differently. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. And on virtual life, you can be whoever you want on Second Life, you know what I mean?
We have a psychologist who treats people with video game addictions that's rung through. Amel.
No, it's Emil.
Emil, sorry. Oh, that's right. Amel was that thing that happened back in the 90s. So, Emil, what's going on? What's your vibe on this?
All right, so... With a lot of the video games, a lot of it comes down to the reward systems they have within it. So like what Jackie was saying before about the more time you spend in there, the better stuff you can get or get access to.
Right.
The more you invest into that as well, the more you want to keep persisting at getting all those rewards. And when you get those rewards, it then hooks you a little bit more and then a little bit more. And then when you have a chance of getting even better things, then you're committing yourself even more, which makes it harder to turn it down.
That's right. This Sissy, who we spoke to, she quit the game for 3 days, and now she's back online again. She can't live without it.
You know why she went back?
Why?
Because when she stopped, and because she ignored all her real friends, she was bored. And then when she went back in there, her avatars were like, Sissy? Welcome back.
I
and she's
know.
Like, oh, let's go dancing.
But she's not dancing.
She is. She's
her
dancing with her hands.
Her thumbs are dancing. Amel, thank you very much. Emil, sorry. Now you planted the seed in my head.
Wow. Look at all that. So all this stuff goes on.
It was an eye-opener to learn about second
Emma,
life.
The newsreader, pole dancing in real life, mm-hmm. where she could have the most amazing avatar world going on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on anything like that?
No.
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 I don't want to because I reckon it would be so easy to get addicted.
Absolutely.
I reckon by Friday,
I don't try.
You'll be buying your second hairdo.
No.
Yeah, you will.
No, I don't
want to know. I know what you're like.
I know. I don't want to know. That's why I'm not even going to go on.
Well, there you go. So there, that things are going on out there. I'm surprised that that's been around for so long.
Yeah, I have only just learnt about this, but it's old news to a lot of people.
Maybe instead of watching 6 hours of Law and Order every night on Foxtel, I will...
Well, that's your addiction.
Make me little avatar.
We are going to do a round of our news coming up next.
Can they shuffle those avatars? Because you're no good dancing if you can't do the shuffling then.
I'm sure they can shuffle.
Oh, okay. O News next here at Today FM.